If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
I'm Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEPCO. Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com or at NEPCOinc.com. Hour 3 also sponsored by Anderson Ford, 27th and I-80, 33rd and Yankee Hill.
Okay. So they're selling trucks and cars today.
Today they still would be, yeah. Just because there's snow out there, you can still buy cars.
They're probably doing snow removal right now.
Right now as we speak, snow removal. You won't see it. It's just a sign. You don't see snow on vehicles. No.
Wouldn't part of you want to put the plow in front of a new truck to show off what it can do?
It'd be fun to show off.
Sales pitch right here. Watch this. You want to plow the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Boom.
I suppose. Yeah. You should talk about putting a blade on one?
To the one of the new pickups.
To one of the F-150s? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And just show what it can do with the blade.
Interesting
the concept. Sales pitch right there.
I would not feel comfortable with a blade. I don't.
I would. Good
The
Lord.
Mailboxes lost would be in the dozens.
Oh, God.
It would be all.
Bush was by here.
God only knows.
Because I think I would give it a shot, too. Exactly.
Siding right off your house.
It would be. I'd drive it into the house. I'd hit things.
Honey. The garage is caved in. It's caved in.
What'd you do? I tried to move an inch of snow. And instead, I took out the garage. And also, the neighbors, we have no mailboxes on the right side.
We're going to need a new grill.
Yeah. It would be a disaster. Well, imagine just trying to run something with hydraulics. Just the word hydraulics. When's the last time that someone ever talked to you about that? You know, it's all hydraulics.
God dang it. I mean, we can do that stuff, though. We just never have had to. I bet we could.
There's a guy that had a plow in front of his pickup, a blade on top of it. He did a U-ey right in front of me on O Street today.
Really?
It was safe. I was slow. I slowed down. Uh-huh. He did it safely, but I couldn't believe what I saw.
Is that right?
He just did a quick U-ey in the middle of O Street.
Okay.
I was coming from the east.
Yeah. Everybody be a little careful.
He's busy. He's plowing snow.
Wow, we got 7 inches of snow, guys.
We did.
We thought we were going to get a trace.
From trace to seven.
I did see on the airwaves, I saw a report of trace to 1 inch, and I reported that.
I bet there was a lot of confusion in Lincoln yesterday.
I never once even looked at that. My only weather app was Jake. And I text, what's going on?
Let's look at that real quick.
Text, and I said, when's it going to stop? Jake said 7. It wasn't. It was still snowing at 10.
There's a good text.
Yeah.
He said, that's a two-hour window, Jake.
Yeah.
You said, is it about to stop? I said, 9 p.m., maybe 7. Bill says, that's a two-hour window, Jake.
It's a pretty big window.
Then I said, I'd say 7. It's snowed till like 2 in the morning, basically.
Now, did it? I wonder about that.
I went to bed around 10.
10-something. It was still snowing. Yeah,
but light flurries.
Yeah, it wasn't like that.
What it looked like was a Hallmark movie. It was right back to Hallmark. It looked cow's bell.
I was shocked when I got up how much snow was on my driveway. I'd shoveled it.
Yeah, I was shocked too. And I went down because I did the I also did the sidewalk, and I'm like, it appears as if nothing has been done on this sidewalk.
Yeah, that's why I'm going back to Trixie's right now, and I bet that's what I'm going to face. Not good.
Yeah,
I believe in you.
Another round.
Do it.
Another round upcoming.
Yeah, but it's done, though. There's no more addition on that. So you're fine. 464-5685. Call or text, as always. We played some audio.
Put on a sweater.
We played some audio from Rob Arge. We played some a little bit from Dana Holgerson.
Nice.
We've not heard from Matt Rhule yet.
I thought Dana was the best, most illuminating. I'm going to write about that this weekend.
Anything more you want to hit from him?
There's a couple things I thought was good. His commentary on Calandria and the quarterback room in general, where he basically will tell you, hey, come on, we brought Calandria here for a reason.
There's a couple on him. I'm not sure this is the one, but this is him in terms of confidence off the bat from Calandria.
Please.
Okay, Dana Holgerson.
A lot, and that's contagious. That's contagious, too. I mean, those guys want to compete, but then when they see him competing, like we did sprints out here after a short little install thing, and he competed as hard as anybody, you know, just running the sprints. He's a ball player. We'll figure out what he likes and what he feels good. But it's just not solely on the quarterback. I mean, it's, you know, what is our O-line good at? You know, I think we're more athletic on the O-line now than we were a year ago. We were more powerful last year. We're more athletic now. That's going to play a part in it. You know, how these backs progress is going to play a part on it. And do we have receivers that can get open and make plays downfield? You know, all that plays a part in everything that's going to happen with what this offense looks like in the fall.
He will talk about this. You don't have to go to the sound. I will tell you this. Their wide receiver room is really good. I mean, I have to think as he structures this offense, it is going to be an offense that emphasizes that room is excellent. It is. If you think about where that room was, for instance, during the Frost years or the Riley years, and now, holy God,
you lose Dane Key, but you have Zaire Hunter back. You've got Ja'Cory Barney back. You get Kwasi Gilmore from UCLA.
And then you have Quinn Clark and Keelan Smith and Cortez Mills and Jones, whatever it is, for Jeremiah Jones. I mean, it is loaded. Now, there is a lot of confusion in my – Bill, you'll understand this, I think, more than the young guys. There was a time at Nebraska where you never asked it, what's the offensive identity? Everybody knew it. He can't answer that question. He says, I need to go through spring, and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Bizarre to me. Go ahead.
Here's his answer. Yeah.
You know, we're going to have starters out there that I've never seen in person. So, you know, I know you want me to say something other than that, but it's just, look, what did we get good at last year? You know, midway through the season, we got good at running inside zone and duo with a back that got us yards. Didn't stumble on that until game 6, you know, so figure out what your guys do good and just start gravitating towards that, you know, so see where it goes.
How about that? I mean, it's fascinating. And I'm not critical of Dana. I by the way, that I could listen to Dana at a podium for 45 minutes and you get a lot. You just get a lot from him. And he's very, very honest. There's no double talk.
No.
I mean, he comes right at you. And he just tells it like it is. And that conversation, well, I don't know what the offense is going to be. We got to figure that out in the spring. We might not even get figured out in the spring. Wow. I mean, that's because of personnel.
When things are so much transition, you have a different feel, and you may not have a good feel even right as the season's starting. I mean, you really, it really takes a while until live bullets. And then also it takes a while to when the opponents then have film on you, where it's like, okay, here's what we have to, here's what they're doing, here's how we can counter that. And then sometimes you don't have a counterpunch. That's the problem. And so you have to figure all those things out. If you go through, if you don't, it's like, okay, we know what they do. Now we can counter with this. Then usually, I mean, the most teams can be, if you're playing certain teams, they're kind of going, yeah, we have that answer. We can now answer back with this. So there's a lot, it does take some time to do that, and especially the way it is now. If you go back when you covered spring ball, you know, 25 years ago, you knew 80-90% of the roster.
Right.
That's what you knew. Now you're sitting there going like, okay, we had a quarterback that was at UNLV last year. Imagine that in 1994.
How about three new offensive linemen? And how about maybe the best receivers a transfer, Kwasi Gilmer? So I get it. I'm not that is not critical. It's just a different kind of world now. You can play that question I asked him. What'd you learn last year?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Oh, I just said when you look at last year, which was his first full year calling plays at Nebraska. What did you learn from that?
Or did you learn anything?
Did you learn anything?
Nah. I'm doing this 33 years now. Pretty much seen it all. I do know the offense better. I mean, we're constantly just tweaking things and tweaking things and tweaking things to where it's not foreign, you know? So, but no. I thought we made strides last year. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but, you know, just I thought we made strides, and there were some things that went wrong that set us back and didn't detour me and what I think this offense is capable of.
Interesting.
How'd you respond to that in real time?
Oh, I didn't think of it as he was – I didn't think he was, like, angry. I didn't think he was taking a shot at me. That's the way he is. I mean, he's just very, he can be very blunt. I was a little surprised by the answer. I'm always surprised when someone says, yeah, that they don't need to learn anything. There might've been a little bit of being a little obstinate on purpose. You know, like I know you're critical of me, Sipple. But I'm not going to play your little game here, okay? It might have been that. Might have been a little of that.
Well, prior to that, though, he also said that he learned.
Yeah.
When he talked about that they started running inside zone duo week six, so.
He did kind of learn.
So that's kind of a, I know he didn't learn what the play was. Like, I've never heard of duo before, and I learned the play. Mm-hmm. No. But you do, you know, there's always, I think everyone would say that you do learn almost every game. There's never a time when you don't come back and.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
And have something after the game's over where it's like, well, that was really unique. That was something different that came up, you know.
Fred would probably say, yeah, I had no idea we had to worry about the water on the court at a key point in time of the game. And then in the last couple of games, we've seen it happen twice.
Yep.
But anyway, something like that always comes up. But yeah, there's always different things because our biggest thing at LSU was we'd talk about, which I would say was learning for everybody, was every Monday was the biggest drill we did on Monday was corrections. We talk about corrections, and in that would be why. It's a copycat league. So whatever you saw that wasn't that you didn't handle well or you learned something, it's like, oh man, there's something. I've said the number of times I'm like, oh wow, that's interesting. Or I see something on TV, and I'm going like, that's something that is really unique to me. It comes up like that. Now I get to see a lot more ball because I'm watching all kinds of games compared to, you know, someone that's calling a game that Saturday. They're not watching other games and all the things that go on. So it's more just in your personal bank.
Well, anyway, Holgorsen, I want to reiterate, he was excellent at the podium. Excellent. A lot. There's a lot there. I'm going to write about it this weekend.
Good. Husker Online on three.
Yeah, the receiver discussion was really good. As far as rule goes, I mean, I don't know if you want to start off with he just ripped through the injuries, and he went through it really fast. I mean, so fast that we couldn't keep up. And then, you know, you had to kind of go back over. There's quite a bit. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't hear anything. I think Dexter Foster must be fine. He wasn't mentioned. And I think Owen Stoudemire must be Stoudemire. Yeah, he must be fine. Now, those guys were hurt last year and apparently are okay. That is huge to me. Because Foster, I don't know if Dexter Foster, see, he's the Oregon State transfer, 6'3", 235. I think he could press for a starting job with Owen Chambliss. I mean, it's possible. I mean, I think Vincent Shaver's better come to spring ready to roll is what I'm saying because there's serious competition there. Rule was asked. Maybe the injury that's the most important was Rex Guthrie's out this spring, who could be a starting safety. He was asked about Rob Orich. You might just play that. You got that? Rob Orich. Forget that one.
I got this here. How does secondary change under Rob Orich's defense?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay, here's Matt Rhule.
No, it's a completely new system, and I think the most exciting word, the thing that drew me most to Rob was his system. It was system, you know. So you know we'll play 4-3. We'll play with a nickel at times, depending on personnel. And, you know, it's based out of quarters coverage. We'll play some one high. We'll play some man. And, you know, just a traditional four down front.
Dane.
Is it a no-brainer to bring back?
Go ahead.
Okay, so he was also asked, we might as well stand the Holgorsen jag here. He was asked about Dana building the offense and what that'll look like.
Yeah, I want Dana to be able to call the game fearlessly. You know, I mean, that's why we brought Dana here. And, you know, again, we have to learn from the past, but not live in the past. I think that's really important for us, but you know, he had to do what he had to do as we had injuries and mount up on the offensive line. And, you know, you give up 5 sacks here, 9 sacks there. Obviously we have a couple quarterbacks in Anthony and, TJ and Danny that, you know, I mean, we're one of the few quarterback rooms in the country that have had 3 guys who started a power 4 opponent game last year. And so, they all can move. They're all athletic, you know, so they can move within the pocket and get outside the pocket, extend plays. But we have a big, powerful offensive line that we know can run the football, but just as importantly is the ability to protect. And my hope is that then allows Dana to call run or pass on any play and not have to worry about trying to manage the situation or manage some deficiencies.
We'll see if they have a big, powerful offensive line. I don't – there's 2 returning starters there. I don't know what the rest of it's going to look like. He also talked about the Maher, Brett Maher, who's now the special teams coordinator in that picture.
I think the biggest thing about special teams-wise is we liked some of the progress that we made last year, and I liked the system, and I liked the teaching progressions, and I liked the day-to-day transferable skills that, you know, that blend over. And so I thought Coach Eckler did a great job of bringing that here. And then when he made the decision to move on, I didn't want to start over with a third, you know, special team system. I kind of like what we were doing. And I'll start with Nick. You know, Nick's obviously played in it. He's coached in it. He knows it. I think he's a really special young coach that's going to have a lot of success. And Brett, first and foremost, he loves Nebraska. And he's not here to make a name for himself. He's here to help Nick probably someday become the coordinator, you know, he's here to help Nebraska. And so they can continue the system. And you look at what Brett's done, even since he's been here, you know, in his first year, Johnny was, really struggled early as the kicking coach. And as Brett worked with him and worked with him and worked with him, whether it was making 250-plus yarders at Ohio State or making 8 of his last 9. And we had some snapper issues, and we went out and got Aiden Flegge off the general population of campus. And Brett working with those specials, he got better and better and better. This year, Kyle Cunanan kicked 14% better than he'd ever kicked before at a much higher level and a much more difficult stadium to kick in. And so everything that Brett's touched during his time here has simply improved. And so we're able to keep the same system. We're able to keep two guys that have worked really hard at it. And I knew pretty quickly that Brett was going to be the guy. And, when you take a position like that, you have to be willing to handle, the highs and lows. You have to be, willing to stand out front and catch the arrows as they hit you. And, Brett's done that for a long time, as a professional player. He's been in some of the rooms with some of the best special teams coaches in the world. And, John Bones Fossil and many, many more. And so he's been around it at a high level. He's produced in his time since he's been here. I think he loves this place and only wants to see it be great. And he and Nick, I think, are going to do a really great job.
Oh, the thing, I hope you have this. Maybe the most interesting part, it was a great question. I can't think who asked it. It was along the lines of, did you have enough money for the portal, for the transfer portal? And it was illuminating, the answer.
I think we have had more than we ever have. But as we've ascended, other people have certainly ascended, right? And so, sometimes people ask me, why didn't we do this? Why didn't we do that? And there's only a finite amount of dollars that are available. So my job's not to complain. It's to figure it out with whatever we have. But there are $40 and $50 million rosters in 2026 in college football, and so we are grateful. Troy's worked really hard. Troy Dannon's worked really hard to get us in a position where we're hopefully within striking distance of some of those other teams, and we have had more than we've had previously. So that's kind of where we're at. But there is no limit, maybe on what some people are doing.
So his answer has evolved, and I'm not critical of him for this. It's the landscape evolves constantly. Now, what did he say during the spring, that we have more than enough money or as much
we have
money?
All the money we need to get.
He did say
any
that.
Players we need, whatever it was. Yeah,
yeah,
it was
yeah very all the
very
money
positive
we need.
Comment.
Yeah,
yeah, all the money we need. Now, that answer he gave yesterday was a little different than that we have a finite amount of money. And there's others that are spending much more. I don't take him to task for this because as you know, when they came out with that whole rev share plan, there was some thought that would get things under control, and it really didn't.
Did nothing.
Right. Now, he wouldn't have known that, and you can't anticipate that. Sure. As a leader. It'd be very frustrating as a leader of a program that you enter into a mindset, a certain mindset, and then maybe a month later you're like, okay, well, that was wrong. Now what do we do? We got to figure out something on the fly. So that was now 40, what do you say, 40, $50 million rosters out there. I don't know what Nebraska's would be. My guess is half.
I have no idea.
That would be hard to know.
About half is what I'd
be. It'd be a high number. It's not. They're not
a low number.
It's not 9 million.
That's struggling.
No, I think it's about, I don't want to act like I don't know what's going on all the time. It'd be about half that probably. So that's what you're dealing with. What else there?
I think that's pretty much
good enough
yesterday.
Yeah, that's good enough. There's a lot.
You don't want to speak to media again because practice starts tomorrow.
What's that?
Practice begins tomorrow.
Yeah, practice begins tomorrow. I don't know when the next media availability will be. I hope it's not Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday because I'll be gone. It'll all be on YouTube, though.
We'd send Jake.
I can report.
We'll send
for you.
Jake
I can ask questions
and Connor
for you.
And head down together.
Ooh, Connor.
I'll be the scribe.
Could you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done it. I've seen you.
I've not been there for many years.
But I've seen Jake go to practice with a notebook.
I did.
That was that night practice. And Jake was that was this year, right? The had a night practice
he's
he
could good.
Attend.
I will tell you say this about Jake. When he goes to watch, he gets notices.
It was the night. I forgot about the night practice.
He notices stuff.
Yeah, I took notes.
The night practice.
I sat by myself intentionally so I was not distracted. Easy to get sit down, talk to people, say, I didn't watch the practice at all.
Next thing you know, and someone mentions beer, and then you're distracted.
I did get a beer that night, though.
You used to go to the Riley practices, right?
I did.
Yeah. With a notebook?
Yeah. And then I stopped going.
Why?
I just didn't want to go anymore, didn't need to, and I was busy doing other stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot yesterday, so there'll be stuff to write about for the next few days.
Your weekend is set.
Yeah, it is. Weekend set. You're right. Hopefully there'll be not much more shoveling.
Just today, and then you're done.
Yeah.
When we come back, no, we did not forget. There's a game tomorrow at PBA.
God, did we
Can
forget?
Can Nebraska blow out the Nittany Lions? It's next on Early Break on the Ticket.